BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on BCY America. A little different program today, but one that is certainly consistent with our mission here and respect for the authority of God's Word. Not just respect, but belief in the authority of God's Word. Psalm 104 tells us about the majesty and the providence of God. It's a psalm that tells much about His wonderful creation and how God provides for this creation. And ladies and gentlemen, despite evolution that's being so pushed in our children today, we can look at the scriptures and matter of fact, we can look at creation today knowing that every design demands a designer, and that designer is God, as we see outlined in scripture. Have you ever considered how geese, storks, and other birds know where to fly and where to return many months and many miles later, arriving at the exact same place, the exact same location from whence they left? Do insects have glue on their feet? I mean, is that how they're able to walk sideways and upside down? How is it that woodpeckers don't get a headache after pecking again and again? I know I would. Who taught termites to make their nest facing the sun? Why don't vultures get a stomach ache after feeding on carrion? How about octopuses? You know, they can change color from red to black, sometimes from yellow to white. Well, you'll find answers to these questions and so many more in a newly released book called God's Big Book of Animals. Joining us in discussion today, we welcome Craig Froman. Craig is a curricula writer as well as assistant editor at New Leaf Publishing Group. He has both a Bachelor of Arts in Business Administration and a Master's degree in Education. He's the author or editor of several books, including Children's Atlas of God's World, How Many Animals Were on the Ark, Passport to the World, and others. Craig, welcome here to Crosstalk.
It's very, very wonderful to be with you, Jim. Thank you so very much for having me.
Craig, I don't know of another publisher that is putting out both the volume and quality of books as a New Leaf Publishing Group, which includes Master Books. Why is this topic so important to you as a publishing group?
Oh, goodness. This one, I think, is one, because we do so much for children and such, and it's one that really stands out in my mind as something that a child would want to see, and yet it really does, as you mentioned, profoundly show God's hand in creation and in all these remarkable animals, the diversity that He has created throughout the world.
So why is creation as a topic important to you as a publisher?
Oh, goodness, that's really one of our primary reasons for being. We want to show God as the creator, and that is a part of our major thrust in our works that we do, that we produce through our Master Books line, mm-hmm. is that God is the creator and sustainer of things. And so that shows so much, really something so needed in a world today where evolution, the thought of evolution, the teachings of evolution are just filling the schools and filling everything, even the pulpits sometimes, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you really cover a wide array of books as a publisher, substantiating creation. Some of your books are very technical, but others are ones
right.
that a layman can understand, and you reach books for adults. You also have a number of books for youth. And as a publisher, it seems like you're on a mission to reach all kinds of people on this topic of creation.
Very much so. We love what we do, and for me, being a part of this for now 10 years, I look at a book like this and I realize, okay, this book will truly, I believe, leave a legacy for those rising up now, these children that God is calling now, to let them see that He is the one that created the world. And
yeah.
it's something they can trust in, something they can put their faith in Him as the one that's guiding everything that happens around us.
Well, Craig, you have recently released through your publishing group there a book that's really hard to put down, and I'm speaking of both children and adults. It's hard to put down. It's a book entitled God's Book, Big Book of Animals. And before we describe the book itself, the book does have a very interesting background as to how it came to you as a publisher.
Yes, that's right. In fact, I was doing a little bit more research even over this weekend as I was preparing to be with you today. And it's really a wonderful thing. There was a messianic publisher that was able to originally get this book. It was originally in Hebrew, get it into some Israeli bookstores over there. And they actually opened the door for us to acquire the materials as it was. It was right around a 8.5 by 11 book. It had about 50 animals, most of them from the area of the Middle East. And so we were able to then get that material, expand it to 60 animals that were, a lot of them more from a global perspective. But it was such a miraculous gift to us, and we're so grateful for them to think of us and to want to get this into the American market, as well as others, Canada and such that we reach as well. But that to me was a miracle, because it was such a beautiful book coming to us. They had translated it, and then we were able to expand it, and that was just a wonderful thing to see.
Well, expand it more than just content. I mean, you said 8.5 by 11. Now it's 9.75 by 13.5. It's a good-sized book.
I love it.
Give us an overview of the book. Describe it for us.
Oh, certainly. I was thinking earlier how when I was a child, this is the kind of book I would ride across town on my bike to look at the library. Because I knew God had created the world, and to see what all He had created through animals and birds and fish and such always fascinated me. And so to look at this book, which is, again, as you mentioned, that the size of it is miraculous. It's 250 pages, I believe, 248 pages, and it's just filled with all kinds of animals, birds. We've got the birds, insects, amphibians, reptiles, mammals, and sea animals that fill the pages. And each one has just a really large spread. I turned here just now to page 9, and there's a hummingbird that's probably at least it's a zoomed-in photo, obviously. It's about a foot long. But you can see all the fascinating detail that God put into the wings, and just the colors is beautiful. So a full-color book that deals with all kinds of things. There's fun facts. If you just turn to any page in the book, you can see things that pull out, the did-you-knows. I love the groupings. A group of hummingbirds is called a charm of hummingbirds, and a group of butterflies is called a kaleidoscope of butterflies. Mm-hmm. There as many of those as we could find, we added into the book. Not all animals and birds have a collective name, but I always found that fun. And so there's that that's filled with scripture that brings out, really, as you'd mentioned, like in the Psalm, His glory just in creating so much wonder around us that we can see His hand at work everywhere we look.
And friends, we're going to break this down a little bit as we talk further here, but some 60 different creatures, a number of birds, insects, amphibians, reptiles, mammals, sea creatures, and Craig, as you mentioned, from the very first page of this book, you present some pretty remarkable information, and you pointed out the very first bird you have there is the hummingbird, and in looking through this book, some amazing facts here, the weight about 1/10 of an ounce. Now think about 1/10 of an ounce, about 3 inches long. Their tongue and tails can be longer than their body. And here's something remarkable I find in this book. Their heart can beat up to 1,260 times a minute. I mean, 21 times a second that breaks down to. And what can you do 5 times in a second, let alone 21 times? But here, baby hummingbirds are as big as bees. They can fly forward, backward, upside down, straight up like a helicopter, hovering. I mean, this is amazing information.
It really is, and it's as you had mentioned before, we have a wide variety of information from children to adults, mm-hmm. but this one, I think anyone, a child can glean from this, can see this the beauty of the animals that are right here, plus the interesting facts. But as an adult going through this, I was just fascinating. I worked on a teacher's guide that goes along with this book, and so I had to read through every page, kind of pulling out information for the pages and such that I was working on the worksheets and tests and such. And I would always go home at the end of the day and tell my family what I had learned.
Yeah.
And so, it was just something that absolutely fascinated me as an adult as well. And that I know children would be fascinated by. I brought it home to look through, and my son who's in college now, he was just amazed by it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the color, the detail of the creatures. I just happen to turn to a page here on moths, and the detail of their wings is just so intricate. And to know that God, you know, created these and created them so uniquely. And you mentioned earlier, I think, in the introduction about the termites and how do they know to build their nest in a certain direction? It's got to point a certain direction so that there's a cooling effect for the termite mounds, and so they don't basically burn up inside those mounds of earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful to see that all kind of, and again, from children to adults, this is a book that it's just so God-honoring, and you're lifted as you read the words.
Yeah. Indeed, as I was sharing some of those facts about the hummingbird, folks had just scratched the surface as to what they have on the hummingbird. But Craig, this book does this for, you know, insect after insect, or bird after bird, or mammal after mammal. I mean, all these interesting facts about the wonderful created being that it is are presented on the pages of these book, which really counters the cramming down our throats today of evolution coming through nature specials and in public school classroom textbooks and so forth. It's just really a wonderful counterculture sort of book in that regard.
Oh, and that really was the dream, I think, and the hope of those who had first created the book there in Israel. They said that they really wanted to see youth just rise up and to know that God is the one that created the world and that He created all this intricacy. Because, you know, I think that there's a scientific fact that life cannot come from non-life. And so you look at that and then you realize, okay, not only is this just showing life, it's showing just an amazing variety of life that is intricately designed to be exactly what it's meant to be. Like you said about the woodpecker, they don't get a headache because God created them with this, basically this plate, this spongy plate that separates their beak from their brain, and so it protects the brain from that impact that would basically cause any other creature to have a concussion.
Yeah. And
so
matter of fact, and next to the beautiful picture of the woodpecker, that is explained, right? I'm looking at right now, page 19 of the book, why they don't get headaches. It's amazing. I also learned, and something I didn't know, that woodpeckers, they don't have any teeth, so they need stones to grind their food, and so they swallow these grain-sized rocks with their meals that helps them to grind their food.
Yeah. It really is pretty fascinating because I love woodpeckers. They'll come to, we've got a bird feeder at our house, and they'll come there. And it's they're just so beautiful, and they're so playful to watch as they eat. But I never knew that. I never knew that fact about them, about their being able to peck with insects and such, and to be able to swallow stones to grind their food. It's just fascinating.
It is. Folks, we're going to be back in just a minute. We're talking about God's miraculous design today, and it's in the book, God's Big Book of Animals. We'll talk more about it after the break, and also how you can obtain a copy of this. I saw this book and said, wow, I've got to make our Crosstalk listeners aware. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, did the Ice Age really happen?
Yes, indeed, Chris. There's a great deal of evidence that the Ice Age really happened. It wasn't long ago. It was at the end of Noah's flood. It probably took several hundred years for the Earth to settle back down into the equilibrium we now experience. That readjustment period was primarily the Ice Age. The real key for the Ice Age is more evaporation from the ocean waters, making huge storms of snowfall possible. But the continents were cold, making the storms violent and prolonged. Also, late in the flood was a time of great volcanism, meaning that the Earth's atmosphere was cloudy and shielded the Earth from the sun. So there was more snowfall, less snow melt, and the ice built up. This would have happened in the centuries following the flood. And that's the flood mentioned back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We're discussing God's miraculous design today. It's just fascinating to see that indeed every designer or design has a designer. That designer is God and has outlined in his word the fact that he is the creator. And despite man trying to push that under the carpet, so to speak, today or totally deny this, this could not happen by chance. One of the things I noticed, and by the way, Craig Froman is our guest today. He is a curriculum writer as well as assistant editor at New Leaf Publishing Group. And we're discussing their book, God's Big Book of Animals. And one of the things I noticed going throughout this book that we read about animals, and I mean, page after page, you're learning about new animals and their unique design. But I often see the words in this book. It's something that totally contrasts what you see in school textbooks today. I see the words, Craig, God created, such as God created the crows to be very intelligent, or God designed the pelicans that can fill air pockets like that act like life vests when they dive underwater. But all throughout this book, the same message permeates God created or God designed. I mean, that is something that is going to be schooled in anybody who goes through this book.
Oh, it is. And it's just, it really is a joyful book, I think, to read, because you see that and you see how it just brings honor and glory to God from through his creation. Mm-hmm. What he has done is fascinating. And his creation does really show his glory. It is filled with that. It's filled, as you mentioned, with those phrases. It's filled with scripture that that shows him as the creator. And I love it. I just love going through this book.
Yeah. Matter of fact, if you point out if that particular animal or creature is specifically mentioned in scriptures, some of those verses are right there on the page with it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Classify this as a coffee table book, one that you leave on the coffee table and many will just pick it up, take a look at it, just gaining information from this book. You can do that by picking it up for just 2 to 3 minutes, or you can spend a very long period of time with it.
Well, it's true. At home, sometimes I will just grab up my coffee and just thumb to any page. You can really turn to any page and something stands out to you, and you see God's amazing things. There's the fun facts that will kind of stand out to you. It'll show detail about the animals. The images are so beautiful in the full color. I'd love to get to the large pages of the animals and to see the detail of them. It's something that's fascinated me since I was a child, to see God's creation and the animal life and such that he made. And so it still fascinates me as an adult to see all the diversity of life he has made and placed throughout the world and created them in such a way that they completely fulfill just whatever aspects he wanted them to, the way that they live, the way that their colors might change. I just happen to turn to a page on weasels and how their fur changes in the wintertime and things like that. And it's just a wonderful book to just thumb through. Again, at any page, you can find something that's fascinating. That as many animal books as I've read, I found new things on every page that I didn't know before.
Yeah, so again, youth and adults, you know, I just turned to page 90 here on flies, and to see the blow-up the head of a fly, and especially the eyes. How many eyes do they have? Here's what, as it says, flies have 2 eyes, but God made each eye to have 2,000 lenses. And that's in comparison, we only have 1 lens per eye, but every lens sees at a different angle so that flies have a wide range of sight. They can see almost anything that happens around them, even from behind. It's fascinating, and you see a blow-up of those many, many lenses on the eye of a fly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, the detail you see that God created. You can zoom in and zoom in and zoom in, and it's just amazing it's fascinating to see that, and of course a little disturbing with the face of a frog. but I love nature. I love what God has created in nature, and so it's really interesting to see that. Just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to mention is when this book was sent me, I took a look at it and learned that our bookstore was offering this as a special during this month of May. This is a large hardcover book, beautiful four-color photography, and the blown up, I mean, to see that tiny little hummingbird blown way up, or the face of a fly, and so forth. But it's, as we mentioned, it's like 9 3/4 by 13.5 inches. The book normally retails for $34.99 plus shipping, but it just so happens that our bookstore is offering this as one of their main featured books for this month of May, and they are offering this not for the $34.99, but for $21 plus any applicable tax. If it has to be shipped to you, that'll be shipping expenses, but that's like 40% off this book for the entire month of May. It expires on May 31st, their offer, and to obtain it, you can even see samples of it on the website, vcy.com, vcy.com, or 1-888-722-4829. You may call them and obtain this. This is, again, at 1-888-722-4829. But they've reduced this by 40% as a means to get this in your hands. And, you know, we've got, graduation gifts or people getting this, putting it away for Christmas time. If they can keep it put away for that long, that is, Craig, because it really is captivating.
Oh, I probably look at it just about every day, I think, when I have it at home. It's true. If you were to set it out, it's hard to put down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful. That's wonderful that it's on special as well for your audience. That's fantastic.
I see also the interesting chapter on pelicans, and I think it's page 54 of the book, talking about the fish that are consumed. Each of the babies of a pelican eats about 155 pounds of fish per month. And what's also interesting is that they will have several little pelicans, and so parents are needing to bring about 1,120 pounds of fish to the nest for those first 3 months, especially if there's more than one mouth to feed. I mean, that is amazing.
Well,
mom and dad over a ton of fish.
I'm excited reading stuff that and hearing things like that. It just fascinates me.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know that this is going on. Every day you realize these beautiful birds and these animals are out there. You don't obviously always see them, but to read that and to know that they're right now having to scoop up some fish and bring it back home to the nest to feed their babies that much, that's just remarkable to know those kind of details. Again, things that I had never read or heard before that really do point us always back to God and how amazing it is, this world he has created for us to live in.
Indeed, and pointing us back to God is so important. I mean, when you see the unique design, Craig, that this really promotes through this book, you see all these different birds, for instance, everyone unique, designed specifically. I can't imagine seeing penguins hovering and flying around like the hummingbird, or a woodpecker consuming fish like a pelican, but God's got a special design for each creature.
Yes, and that is the wonderful thing. You see, the more you read about each one, whereas you might have just kind of lumped birds all together at one point, you realize each one is uniquely created and designed for what they are and their part in this world. God has made them unique. And so it's phenomenal to get a feeling of that. And this is, this is 60 creatures that he has made, and you realize just how many more there are that he has done that it isn't able to touch on because there's so much. But that just is remarkable to me, and just lifts up my heart whenever I read this book and know that God has made this world for us to enjoy and for us to be able to be filled with glory as we look at that world and see what he has done.
So a number of different birds, but there's also a number of insects. What are some of the insects, not all the details about them, but what are some of the insects presented in the book itself?
Oh, goodness. I know you had mentioned termites. That's always been a phenomenal one for me to know. But the monarch butterflies and their journey that takes them across this nation down into Mexico each year, they go back and forth. There's moths, bees. We tried to make sure there was a good mix of things, wasps and hornets, mosquitoes, as you mentioned, flies. And then there's a huge, probably a 6 or 7 inch blown up image of a flea, and then the termites as well that we had mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But just so much diversity in the insect world, and again, those are just a few of the things God has created.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes into great detail to show us how they are so unique.
I noticed in the chapter on wasps, you mentioned that, but this book presents a way in which God actually used wasps to do his bidding, like driving people from a land.
Yes. I love whenever there's a chance, as you kind of mentioned before, that when there's something in Scripture, mention of these creatures, we tried to make sure we could pull that Scripture in to connect it with the being itself. But, yes, that part is fascinating to see how God used his creation. And there in Exodus it talked about him using the hornets to drive out I think it was the Hittites, sir. Is that right? The Hivites, maybe, and the Hittites as well. But that God used them then, and that they were mentioned in Scripture, and here they are now. And what's fascinating, too, about those Scriptures is this book, again, originally was created in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And was done in Hebrew. And so that really kind of came from the heart of the Messianic publisher that first brought this book.
Wow.
To the bookstores over there in Israel.
Wow. And then I noticed in the chat, you mentioned mosquito here too, and just an interesting fact you present in the book about how oftentimes we look at these creatures and our scientists try to copy things that they learn from these insects or creatures. And one of the things that I noticed here on the mosquito, it says it's interesting to know that scientists have been trying to copy the mouth part of a mosquito to create a needle as small and sensitive, but so far no success. I mean, just amazing. We see this creation, we try to imitate it in somehow, and sometimes we've actually learned from creatures how certain things, they do things that we've been able to, come about with different inventions and so forth, but haven't been able to quite create the a needle as small and sensitive as that of a mosquito's needle, so to speak.
And it really is pretty fascinating how a lot of science is kind of going that way now, looking at what God has created and then trying to sort of mimic that to make something better. And in this case, as you said, the mosquito, how their mouth part can basically pierce skin without you feeling a thing. It's so small. And so a lot of times you've got a mosquito on you, you don't even realize it because of the way they were created. And so, again, science often now trying to copy that, and we've got a whole book on that actually about that. I know it mentioned the mosquito. It mentioned the termite mounds, that there is a building that was created in Africa that was done the way termites did this, so that they needed no air conditioning.
Hmm. Learning from God's creation. We'll be back in just 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America as we talk about God's magnificent design, God's miraculous design. It's contained in the book, God's Big Book of Animals. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk.
We are concerned for our nation. The pathway on which we're headed is one destined for destruction. Collectively, our nation celebrates what God calls an abomination. Children are killed daily by abortion. Secularism is on the increase. The Bible and Christianity under attack. That which is evil is declared good, and that which is good is declared evil. In the book, The Coming Destruction of America, Pastor Neil Jackson undertakes a biblical examination of the judgments of God upon a land. You'll see what happens to a nation that rejects God's ways, rejects God's words, and rejects God's warning. It's a book that calls America to repentance to avoid the judgment of God upon our beloved land. This hardcover book, The Coming Destruction of America, is available for a donation of $17 or more to VCY. Obtain your copy by calling 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
Really is a fascinating book called God's Big Book of Animals. It's a large book, as our guest mentioned, somewhere about near 250 pages in the book. Let me see here. It's about 248 pages that are part of this book, but it is available substantially reduced in order to get in people's hands. It's called God's Big Book of Animals. You can check it out at vcy.com. VCY.com, or you may call 1-888-722-4829. And the part that is so exciting is that it excites the reader. And Craig Froman, who is with us today from New Leaf Publishing Group, Craig, this is something that will really instill in young people, as well as teens and adults, just a marvel at God's wonderful creation.
Yes, very much so. I first saw this book when it had come to us from its original publishing in Israel, and it was in Hebrew in that particular book, mm-hmm. and so I was just looking at the pictures and fascinated, but they had sent us a translated text that we then expanded mm-hmm. and drew in some other pictures as well. But it was a book I know I would have loved as a child, because I still love looking at it and thumbing through it at home. I have this particular book kind of just out in my living room, so I can look at it just about every day.
Sure.
But it's just filled with fascinating things that just really, I believe, for me, it always lifts me. It always makes me think about God and His creation and His love for us to make a world that is so filled with beauty and wonder and things like this.
There's a half dozen reptiles. What are some of the reptiles that are mentioned in the book itself?
Oh, sure. I know we've got some basics. We always try to come up with a mix. We've got our turtles there, alligators, Komodo dragons.
Hmm.
There's some marine iguanas. The chameleons are absolutely beautiful to look at, all the fascinating colors there.
Mm-hmm.
And the rattlesnakes. Those were pretty amazing. I know with the amphibians, I was just looking at the page on the poison dart frogs and how in the wild they're poisonous, but not when they're in zoos, because of basically what they eat and things like that is what has caused them to be poisonous out in the wild. So it's interesting to see how that changes when they're brought into a zoo.
The largest section you have is on mammals, some 24 different mammals. Highlight some of those, if you would.
Oh, certainly. I know that some of the ones that have stood out to me, of course, the opossums, the porcupines have always been fascinating mm-hmm. to me, badgers and otters. There's the meerkats. We've got some of the larger ones, like the wolves, lions, tigers, and then the bats that are always amazing to me. We've got a lot of bats in this area of Arkansas that I live in, and so it's kind of interesting as spring comes on and they start to come out a little bit more and be more active to read a little bit about them as well.
I noticed that your chapter on camels, a camel can drink 52 gallons of water in 3 minutes. 3 minutes? That's like 1,008-ounce cups.
I was thinking, I can hardly pour that much out, let alone even consider the ability to drink something
yeah.
like that much.
Yeah.
It is fascinating.
And then not only a number of mammals presented, but you also have a section there on sea animals.
Yes, and these again have always been fascinating to me. The dolphin's probably one of my favorite creatures that is on the world here and in this book. The beluga whales, we've got the salmon, the sharks. That was always one of my son's favorites. He would always want to read a shark book just about every night. And then the octopuses and the jellyfish, those all kind of complete the book. And again, just remarkable things to learn about them and how God has created them each very distinctly. Even though they live in the sea, they're all very, very different. In how they respond and how they've been designed by God.
Yeah, how do jellyfish feed themselves? I'm looking at that page. They don't have intestines, so a reader will learn how God designed them to feed themselves and how they survive and how they sting and their amazing bodies. How do they repair themselves? It really points back to a designer, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's really very fascinating because you think about it. As far as I know, there's no brain in a jellyfish the way God has created them. They're able to survive just through the movements that they create. But it just talks about, as you mentioned, how they feed themselves, how they're able to find food, just kind of drifting in the ocean. They're not necessarily, from our perspective, they're not really guided by anything. But God has created them in a way that they move through the sea and are able to find food and able to sustain themselves. It's just really remarkable.
Yeah, you were talking about the groupings before too, Craig. You talk about a group of jellyfish are called a bloom or a smack.
Oh, yeah.
Or a swarm. And I found that interesting. And you talked about the hummingbirds called a charm, crows called a murder of crows. I like this one for vultures, you know, when you have these meetings, sometimes called a committee or sometimes a kettle. But I also found this interesting. A group of owls is called a parliament, and thought that was kind of unique as well. But all these fascinating facts. Friends, if you have a question, we'd like to open the phone lines. Yes, it's a different type of crosstalk today, but it's just marveling at God's wonderful creation. Our phone number to crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Craig Froman is our guest today. He's a curriculum writer as well as assistant editor at Newley Publishing Group. And this fascinating book that their publishing group has put out just recently called God's Big Book of Animals. And maybe you've got a question you'd like to ask. Our number to crosstalk, 800-733-9829. And if you'd like to obtain a copy of the book, again, through May 31st, the VCY bookstore has this reduced. It's like 40% off, but normally $34.99. They've got it for just $21 in an effort to get this into people's hands. There will be any applicable tax and shipping expense that needs that's appropriate. Or those of you in Southeast Wisconsin driving by the bookstore at 107th and Capitol Drive, you can stop in today and or this month and pick one up. But this all expires on May 31st, and to obtain it, you can fastest way is to go to vcy.com, or you can call, and it's just a single line going in there, but you can call their number. If it's busy, just call them back a little bit later. They're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday from 10 to 4, the number 1-888-722-4829. That's 1-888-722-4829. Let's go to some of the phone lines callers coming in today. We've got Richland Center, Wisconsin, and Lance, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling to say in chapter 9 of the book of Genesis, the Rainbow Covenant protects all these creatures too, and that's the water and the light. And when you take a look at insects, I've been watching for years, especially honeybees, and how they can communicate and look for radiocarbon relative and how they convert that into energy is itself a miracle in neurology. Now the thing is when you take a look at the covenant that's been made in chapter 9 in Genesis, in chapter 9 verse 12, it says that covenant, that water and light covenant, the rainbow is made with all the creation, made with every creature coming off the ark. And if a lot of people think that's a fairy tale, it's not, because in communication science, when God said, let there be light, if you watch insects at night that are trafficked towards light energy, that's a miracle in and of itself.
Well, thank you very much. Matter of fact, bees are page 76, several pages on bees in this book. Thanks for bringing that forward here, Lance. Appreciate
it. The thing is with ants and all of them that are in a radio field and how they react to light pressure, God says, let there be light. And that's something in nature people need to take a look at that man can't mess with. And if he does, he'll get corrected. And this is what people saw in the 70s with Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring, because if mankind goes too far in the wrong way with messing with nature and causing water and light science poisoning, man will find himself in a catch over that, and God will correct it.
Thank you, Lance.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Interesting thought. Let's go to Keith next in Wisconsin Rapids. Keith, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I would like to encourage people to go to the BBC network and watch a series of programs called Blue Planet. I have never seen such strange-looking, well, I would refer to them as miniature monsters that live on the bottom of the ocean. And it's just amazing. We think that our land animals live on the land. Some of them are very strange and miraculous. But if people want to see really a variety of strange-looking miniature monsters, I guess you could call them, I encourage them to go to the beach.
Okay. Thank you, Keith. I appreciate that. One of the things that's a concern is you watch a lot of these nature specials, and that's where this book counters. Many of these nature specials will talk about the evolving of these creatures or millions of years and that sort of thing. Craig, people will not get that from this book.
Oh, not at all. No. Every creature, it definitely points them back to God as their creator. And the fact that, yes, as it was mentioned earlier about the flood, and the fact that these creatures were preserved through what happened with Noah and God and his grace being shown to Noah and preserving the life on earth, those things are all things that are found in this book. And so, yes, there would not be talk at all about millions of years of these creatures somehow evolving into these amazing things.
Every one of these uniquely designed. Let's go to Mike, who's calling next. Mike, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Jim, and your guests. My question is kind of on the other thing, end of things with our creation from the Lord. What does your guests think about? I just read in our paper recently in the Journal around Milwaukee here an article that stated that probably in the near future, like up to 1 million species of animals and plants could be headed for extinction. And again, I don't want to get into global warming or any of that, but I just wanted your guest feeling on if he feels this might be a hoax or if there's any truth to it. Because we see this situation with the beehive collapse, for one thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess bees are in really bad trouble. And I guess I just wanted some more insight on his feelings on that part of it.
Thank you, Mike. Thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, any time that I see something God has created being wiped out for whatever the reason might be, and as you mentioned, bees, I know that has been something that is really beginning to frighten those who are farmers and such, because the bees are so vital to basically pollination for fruits, for vegetables, for anything that's growing like that. The bees are necessary to help us be able to provide that. So mm-hmm. I think just from my own perspective, loving what God has created and being so fascinated by it, it disturbs me. I don't know, I can't really speak to this article that said, you know, perhaps a million species would be wiped out within a short amount of time. I'm not certain of that. I know that there are creatures that basically are being wiped out each year that go on the endangered list and that disappear. In fact, there was something just recently about these. I believe they were vultures in Israel, or at least in that area, where there were only 20 or 25 of a particular one left. And half of them were found poisoned. And so, you know, something like that just greatly disturbs me, because I think we are supposed to be those that protect what God has created. And so anything we can do, I would like to see us do to try and protect them.
Indeed, stewards of the earth. We're up against a break. Back with more calls in just 1 minute. This is Crosstalk. For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Recently, we held our conference, Holocaust Horizon. Did you know, indeed, there is a Holocaust underway, particularly against Christians, conservatives, and Jews? In the 20th century, communism murdered 65 million Chinese people. 20 million were murdered in the Soviet Union. 3.5 million were murdered in North Korea and Afghanistan by the communists. Did you know that the jihadis have killed 120 million
just in Africa alone, according to renowned missionary David Livingston and others? How about Christians killed by jihad? 60 million Christians. Hindus? 80 million. My friends, when you put all these figures together, that's 270 million killed by jihad. And we're well over 100 million killed by communism. And my friends, communism is still marching across the globe. This time, however, communism has now found a partner, and Islam, the red-green axis.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Craig Froman with us here today. He's from the Newleaf Publishing Group. They are, to my knowledge, the largest provider of creation-based materials as far as books and resource materials and homeschool materials. And this latest book that's come out, God's Big Book of Animals, fascinating. It's large, book, fit on a coffee table, but it's one that young and old alike can pick up and enjoy and see not only the fascinating photography, but look at the wonderful creation facts and God's unique design about that that creature, some 60 different creatures that are listed, birds and insects, amphibians, reptiles, mammals, sea creatures. And again, our bookstore is offering this through the month of May only at that significant discount, normally $34.99. They've got it for just $21 plus any applicable tax and shipping. You can contact the bookstore the easiest way, fastest way, online at vcy.com, vcy.com, or calling 1-888-722-4829, 1-888-722-4829, but one of those ideal books for children, grandchildren, but I, as an adult, I enjoy picking up, going through this. It's captivating, and I wanted to make mention of that to you. Brad is calling next, West Dallas, Wisconsin. Brad, you're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim. I just wanted to mention to everybody out there that when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, and he said, you must be born again, mm-hmm. Nicodemus didn't understand, but he came around. How much worse is it when God has given us the Bible, explains creation, explains how life is made by him, and we understand what he says, and we reject it in favor of man's tradition?
Yeah. It's a good point.
Jesus might just as well say, if you reject my earthly things, how can you believe my heavenly things?
Yeah, indeed. And these all of creation points us to Creator. Does not even creation tell us that there is a God?
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
And let's see. Courtney is next in Miami, Florida. You're on the air, Courtney.
God bless all you saints. And that's a beautiful book you have today. And I just want to recommend, as you saints, that's a book you should have for all your children, just to have it around the house. Because I get on the bus every other day with young people, and I begin to talk to some, and it's amazing what they teach them at school. And this is, like I say, I'm going to just say this right fast. John 1:1-3. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Hmm. That is a beautiful book. God bless all you saints, all you saints. And buy that for your children. They need that. They need that. God bless you now.
Thank you, Courtney. Again, it's going to point not to evolution, not it took, you know, thousands of years for this part to develop and then 10,000 years and then all of a sudden this part developed. But no, it's a wonderful creator, and you'll find that all throughout this large book. Lori is next in Michigan. Lori, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I would like to say that my husband and I have the book, and we love the book. It's incredible. And I don't think that anything in all the secularist type of entertainment that I've seen on nature can hold a candle to it, because, first of all, it shouts of God's beautiful creation. It shouts of the incredible ability that is way beyond the understanding of men. And that's why we use creation to make things, because... Mm-hmm. And I don't have to explain that to you, but I'll tell you, it's really worth the money. It's worth a lot more than the money, I think. And I think that every home should have one. And if you lay them out anywhere in public for people to pick up, I think it's well worth it.
Great.
So I just wanted to pass that on.
Thank you so much. And so you've had the book a short time yourself.
Yes, we heard about the offer from the store, and we grabbed it up, and it's really worth the money. And it's incredible. I'm telling you, it is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Lori.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now. And Craig, I noticed that one person said that there's tons of great facts that are easy enough for an elementary child to read and understand, but interesting enough for all ages. And that really is a good description of what this book is.
Oh, I strongly agree. It is one that I really believe young children could love and enjoy and be really have their faith built up in God and His creation. But anyone, I love opening this book to any page and just finding out fascinating things about what God has done.
We're going to squeeze one last call in, and this is Beth in West Dallas. You're on the air, Beth.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment, actually. I had ordered this book a few days ago and received it yesterday, and I have 3 points I want to make about this book that maybe people listening might not know about it. But one, you know, the print in this book, for anybody over 45, it's a nice-sized print.
Yeah.
You're not squinting. And also, it's very concise, the explanation, so you don't have paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs. It's short, concise. So especially if you're teaching children or going through it with them with their short attention span, it certainly is brief but to the point. And the third thing is that it is a gorgeous book. You open some of these pages and you almost have to jump back because it's these animals or, you know, the insects or whatever are just kind of popping out at you. You know, boom, they're in your face and they're beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful book.
Well,
I ordered two more today, by the way.
Oh, great.
Oh.
Thank you, Beth. Appreciate the call. And folks, again, the book's available vcy.com, vcy.com, or calling 1-888-722-4829. The book is just newly out there, and it's great to hear already, Craig, the number of people that have already obtained it and just fascinated by it.
Yes, that really excites me that some have already purchased it or are already looking through it, wanting some more. It really is remarkable. I was just looking here at the beginning of it after some of the calls and such, and this is the last part of Psalm 104, but it just was really speaking to me. Oh Lord, how manifold are your works in wisdom. You have made them all. The earth is full of your possession. I just love how the whole book is that psalm kind of unfolding, I think. It's just showing what he has done.
Well, Craig, we appreciate you carving some time out today, and for your publishing group, just thank you so much for your commitment to putting out creation-based materials.
Oh, we certainly appreciate you and all that you do there. You're such a blessing, and appreciate you mentioning this book and something that I know will honor God and in homes and such for years to come. Thank you so much, Jim.
Great. Craig Froman is our guest today, assistant editor, a newly publishing group. And again, if you'd like to obtain it, you can even see examples of it at vcy.com, vcy.com, or by calling 1-888-722-4829. Yes, we stand in awe and wonder at our marvelous Creator. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.